The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him, nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
There was, last November, Cardinal Dolan was kind of surprised when somebody advertised in New York, Catholics for abortion. No? How can any Catholic be for abortion? Of course, here we are celebrating what? Christmas, the God of life, who died for us that we may have life. And then how can you say that you are for Christ, with Christ, in Christ, no? And say, I have the right to kill the unborn. I don't understand. There should not even be a discussion. It's obvious. Abortion is killing. And here we are celebrating. Let's face it. If Mary was very selfish and worldly, and didn't care about obeying the will of God, she could have had an abortion. Or she could have rejected the invitation to be the mother of the Messiah. She could have said, I'm too young, I want a party. I want to play with my friends. But no. What did Mary say? Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. What is that? Trust and confidence in God. She may not have fully understood the scope of her yes to God, but she did it anyway. She said yes to the will of God. And here we are, every time we pray the Our Father, we always say, Thy will be done. But when things don't go our way, our expectation, our plans, our desire, what happens? We doubt God's love for us. We should not doubt God's love for us in the first place, because we know Christ, true God and true man, became a helpless human baby
and eventually died on the cross for each and every one of us. Nobody should ever doubt his love. But doubt comes in when we do not allow God to be the center of our lives. Yes or no? Huh? Why do you think we are angry at God? Oh, Father, when my father died during Christmas, before Christmas, my father died at the age of 46. I was only 18 in the seminary. Because of my hurt, because of my pain, I said to God, Lord, I do not understand why you did this, why now, why with my father? And I expressed my anger towards him, but not my will, but yours be done. See, leap of faith. I could have chosen to hate God for taking away my father from me when? Almost Christmas, a season of joy. Yet God chose to take away my dad at a very early age, and I had a choice. Do I still want to believe in this God that I promised to serve? Or should I reject him for taking away my father? So all of us here, we do undergo pain and sorrow. So don't give me the excuse that I do not understand your pain or your sorrow. But it's your choice now whether or not to say to God, I am the servant of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. I do not understand why things happen, but I believe in you. Into your hands I commend my spirit. That is what Christmas is all about. Us celebrating the reality and joyfully celebrating the reality that this God that we believe in really loved us and will always love us. It is time for us to simply what? Renew, revitalize, strengthen our love for him. It is not simply a time of shopping or a time of being with friends. Those are not bad things. But if we spend more time in these worldly things and did not spend time in prayer, how can your love for Jesus grow? And let's face it, no? How many of us really spend more time? Is it for our own good that we spend time in prayer? What do you think? Huh? When we spend time in prayer, do you think God, because of his ego, will be flattered? No. No? When we spend time reflecting, meditating, praying to God, we are the ones benefiting because we are the ones making our love for him grow. And when we grow in our love for God, what happens? We become like God, loving other people. The problem is Christmas. A while ago I said, people choose abortion. Why? Because they have dehumanized the unborn. Meaning what? They don't treat the unborn as humans. Some even said that they have no constitutional right at all. Same thing or apply it to Christmas. Sadly, some of us have this sacralized Christmas. Sacra, sacred. What happened? We made Christmas simply as what? A holiday. No? A human celebration. Equal to 4th of July. Is it? Is it? Is Christmas equal to 4th of July or Thanksgiving? No. No? Christmas is much greater than Thanksgiving, than 4th of July or any other civic celebration. For us Christians, it's a wonderful reality that this only God, the one God, omnipresent, all-knowing, all-powerful, became one of us. And that is our privilege. By Him becoming one of us, He wants us to be one with Him. But we have to make the choice whether or not to follow Jesus and become like Him. So I prayed, even during my vacation, that you spend time really praying. Because if you did not and celebrated Christmas with the stain of sin, then what happens? You have desacralized Christmas. You have diluted Christmas. You have minimized the importance of Christmas by not going to confession, by not praying, by not spending more time with Jesus. Again, as I told you, it is our privilege, not only our duty, not only our obligation, but it is our privilege to really open our hearts and minds and body to Jesus. Because here is God who became flesh and dwelt among us. But just like in the gospel, He came to be with His people, and His people did not know Him. How about you? Did you know Jesus during this time before Christmas and really open your hearts to Jesus? In the Philippines, while I was on vacation, I was tempted many times to lose my Advent spirit. Many times that I wanted to get angry, because in the Philippines, it's like, imagine New York City with all the traffic, and here I was trying to drive. Traffic, people cutting me off, people, you know. And it was already Advent, so I was thinking, Lord, it's Advent, I want to smack these people, why are these people? You know, but actually I went to confession twice because I said many bad words. But I was conscious. Why? Because the devil can take any form. The devil will tempt you any way, anyhow, anywhere, to really stain your soul, to really sin, to really go against the will of God. And I'm telling you this because I am also what? Like you, a sinner. Like you, very weak. But I'm doing my part to really what? To make sure that I avoid it, or at least be aware of it and be able to repent from it by going to confession. But by not going to confession, what happens? Sin becomes normal. Yes or no? Sin becomes normal. And if it becomes normal, how can you repent? When it becomes so minimal that you don't see the ugliness of sin. So my dear friends, I hope and pray that you really encountered the love of Jesus in Christmas, and that you really appreciate very much how much He loves you and I, how much He cares for us, how much He wants to be. Remember, Jesus is not an idea. Jesus is real to the point that He wants intimacy. He wants us to be intimate with Him. No? He loves us so much that He gives time for us to listen to us, to express our desires. But if we did not really spend time with Him, even though He loves us, what will He say in the long run? When we knock at the door of heaven, "Hey Lord, let me enter." Do you think Christ will tell you, "Oh, I know you"? Or will He say to you, "I do not know you"? Huh? See? Scary, isn't it? Imagine God telling us, I do not know. Oh, Father, God, I'm Catholic. Is that enough? Okay, right. If being Catholic or being Christian is enough, you know. Remember what our Protestant brother said. Faith is enough. Meaning what? Oh, I have found Jesus. I believe in Jesus. I'm already saved. No. Faith means what? Intimacy with the Lord, becoming with the Lord, becoming like Jesus. And it takes time. It takes a lot of prayer. It takes a lot of humility and simplicity. That is why yesterday with the children at the 4 p.m. Mass, I told them the words "by me" is a bad word. You know? You know what "by me"? By me, by me, by me. Because the children during Christmas wanted their parents to buy me this, buy me that. I want this, I want that. And I told the children, that is not Christmas. Because it is not your day. It is a day of Jesus. It is a day of the Lord. So if you keep on saying to your parents and grandparents, buy me, buy me, buy me, you are not getting what Christmas is all about. Do I blame the children? I said no. I blame who? The adults for not what? Correcting, telling them what Christmas is all about. No? Again, I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to spend time Christmas with you. But just as I pray for you, please pray for us priests, because the Pope is telling us priests to continue to imitate the poor, the simple, the humble Christ. So, the priest and all of us agree, this is the way to heaven. Not by worldly things, not by selfish things, not by sinful things, but by imitating Christ, who was obedient when he came, became man, and he was obedient until death, death on the cross. I hope that all of us, because of that reality of obeying Jesus, we will see each other in God's heavenly kingdom.